This is Our Living Lands, and I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Deb Holland, a member of the Pueblo of Laguna, was the first Indigenous U.S. Secretary of the Interior. Now she's running for governor of New Mexico. Our Living Lands producer Daniel Spalding spoke with her about the challenges and opportunities facing tribes, including climate change and political headwinds.
What are some of the environmental accomplishments you are proud of from your time leading the Department of Interior?
I mean, there's many, right? We had some really wonderful tribally led conservation efforts in Nevada, in Utah, in New Mexico. And we were very proud of the work we did with the Dorchak Fish Hatchery too in Idaho. So we really felt like tribes should have a seat at the table, and we wanted to make sure that they had a voice in bringing forward the environmental stewardship opportunities that they wanted to. Another thing is we're very proud of the 400 co-stewardship agreements that we signed with tribes. And that was really a win-win situation for both the Department of the Interior and for the tribes.
And what were some of the challenges that you faced or areas where you wish you could have, you know, maybe done a little bit more?
There's always more you can absolutely do. When I first got sworn in to my office at the department, four years seemed like a really long time. And, you know, by the end, we were really, everybody was all hands on deck trying to move things forward. I mean, I feel like it's hard for me to regret. We really did accomplish a lot, but there's always more you can do, right? Climate change isn't taking a break on our planet. And so we, you know, it's almost like we have to step up exponentially in order to fight climate change. I wish we could have done more transmission lines or done more clean energy. I wish we could have conserved more land because, you know, we think about the 30 by 30 and, you know, we still have to strive toward that goal. I'm going to keep moving forward and doing everything I can for our environment because we have an obligation to future generations.
And you're running for governor of New Mexico, which has, you know, a unique, diverse environmental landscape. As governor, what are the ways you would hope to, you know, work with tribal nations to deal with climate change's impacts?
Absolutely. Well, you know, tribes always do what they do best, and that's conserve land. I mean, there are some conservation efforts right here in New Mexico that I absolutely still support, and I know that tribes will, you know, they'll bring those forward, and however I can help, because look, New Mexico needs more industry, and we need more, people need jobs. They need good paying jobs with benefits. We have a really wonderful outdoor economy, and I just feel like it can always be better. And the only way we have a quality outdoor economy is if we are conserving our landscapes, that we have, there's water in the river, there's, you know, our trails are pristine. I think the outdoor economy is, it brings in billions of dollars across New Mexico and across our country. So it's worth it. It's absolutely worth it to make sure we're striving for, you know, to preserve our landscapes.
And you worked with Indigenous communities at the tribal, state, and federal levels. How can tribes and Indigenous people navigate these layers of authority to protect their land and culture?
The era of government telling tribes what they need to do or what they should do should absolutely be over, and the tribes themselves should be stepping up to say, this is what we want to do, and we would love to have the governments as partners. And so if I'm the next governor of New Mexico, I absolutely want to be partners with the tribes here. What, you know, how can the state be a good partner? How can we invest in infrastructure and make sure that we're paying attention to the things that the tribes want to do for themselves?
And today, tribes are dealing with a very different federal government than the one that you were a part of. What do you think the next few years looks like for tribal communities?
Right. Well, I think that, first of all, governors will be the first line of defense against the worst policies coming out of this administration. We need to hold the federal government's feet to the fire when it comes to the funding that they're obligated to give to states. And so I think it will be up to every elected official to ensure that the federal government lives up to its trust and treaty obligations to tribes here in New Mexico, absolutely, and across the country.
Tune in next week for more stories about how climate change affects tribal communities. I'm Antonia Gonzalez for Our Living Lands, a collaboration of Kuwanic Broadcast Corporation, Native Public Media, and the Mountain West News Bureau.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.